Junks are brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You'd be joining on an open line Thursday. 800-636-1067.
Can we get more calls, please?
It's been a criminally underrepresented open line Thursday by the listeners.
Thought we had a good one last week.
Yeah. It's actually been revived.
We had some oddballs call into the show.
Well, that's been revived.
That's like every day. I mean, a lot of odd people listen to the radio, especially the hardcores. But right. We love them.
Should we say what's happening behind the scenes?
Yeah.
I can tell you that I was just, my knee's like really banged up right now, and I'm just trying to walk around a little bit. And I walked by the El Zol studio, and they pulled me in. I was like, what the heck's going on? And Chepe, poor Chepe, he's got a jacket on. Like, we dressed up putting polo shirts on.
Yeah.
He looks really dressed up, getting ready for the mayor.
Yeah.
And I don't think they were on the air, but maybe they were taping a segment. And he just whispers to me, he's like, Mayor Bowser's not going to be here.
Oh.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, so she's not coming in studio.
She wants to call in. It's kind of annoying. Plus, you guys made me put pants on today.
And no slides.
Yeah,
no slides,
I mean, I got a blister. I'm wearing sneakers with a blister.
Cakes wore his longest golf shorts ever just for the mayor.
Yeah, I did. That's what I do.
Yeah.
I mean,
Can you stand up?
I mean,
they're almost like pants.
Hold up. I can't see.
I guess I
have here, Cakes, go walk.
My knees are showing.
Those were good, like when POD was famous.
I know. Yeah. He's a wallet chain away from being at HF Festival.
Yeah, show the camera, Cakes. Come around.
They're just big. Dude.
So wide.
They're just enormous.
By the way, he pulled them up. They were...
Hold on.
What kind are they?
I don't know.
Oh, Cakesy.
So anyway, listen, it's always, you know, it's kind of fun if you feel like you have a little buzz and you feel like, you know, you have an important person coming by and doing an in-person thing. And then when they call in last second and they cancel, everyone, like, I know people don't want to hear it, but everyone's like bitter. That's just a fact. It's because the phoners are not as interesting. So I guess we're going to do a phoner. Some of us don't even want to do it, but we'll just do a phoner and wake up.
How about all of us? We're still getting breakfast.
Yeah, we're still going
to
get breakfast.
Can we go back to French toast now?
I think we already ordered.
I thought they decided to do bagels just because it would be easier, cleaner with the mayor.
Yeah.
But she's not
now coming. We can go back to French toast.
And French toast and bacon. Love it.
It's a great combination.
Craving it.
My initial instinct, and it could be 100% wrong, is that maybe there was some sort of hiccup with, you know, how the ball has moved in RFK,
sure.
Mendelsohn talked, end of the month, it's looking really good, is that maybe there's some sort of snag.
A snafu.
Maybe. Because I almost felt like the booking was like going to be a victory parade, even though the news came, she was booked before the news.
I don't think there's a hiccup. I think that nobody likes to do stuff. It's just easier.
They mapped it out. They actually came here before and
whatever. They probably cancel stuff all the time. You know what I mean?
It's politics. I mean, it happens.
Yeah,
at every level.
I mean, maybe something came up. I'm sure it's a nightmare job. Right? Every day, every second, something comes up.
I mean, who would actually want to be the mayor of a huge city?
Not me.
I mean, I guess Muriel Bowser wants to do it.
Aren't you kind of the unofficial mayor of Olney?
Yeah, but there's no
responsibilities.
Yeah, it's unofficial. There's no responsibilities tied to it.
What perks?
Yeah, no perks either.
No perks,
which is fine. I'm fine that way.
You're perkless.
I'm okay. I'm okay. Never holding political office in my life. Trust
What's
me.
Going
I'm
going
to be okay.
All the stations are.
I love PG. They told her no. They said no phoner. Oh, at least they're debating it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen. That was our instinct. I'll be honest with you. All our instinct was we'll pass. But then we got a text from CK, and he wants to make the best of it. You know, because it's newsworthy.
It is relevant news.
It is newsworthy.
The whole stadium deal.
But, I mean, CK runs all the stations. If PGC is
not... I guess he's going to tell them half the
mayor. If PG said no, doesn't CK say no, you get
drafted. Dale draft.
Look, if PG says no, why don't we say no?
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Well, they're not a sports station. It's a little different.
Whatever.
No,
I don't care.
Because we're nice.
I don't.
We're actually nice.
You know what? You're right. Because it's 10 o'clock. I don't care.
I know you don't care.
Activities. I got a lot of stuff going on today. All right, let's go to.
What do you got?
Stuff I got to do with my family and stuff. I'm out of here. So I'll give you my best until 10, and then I'm out. All right, let's go to Elliot.
Elliot. What if she wants to tape it at 10:30?
That's definitely not
I'll be honest with you. She wants to tape it at 10:30 today. I can't do it. I don't have golf. I can't do it.
Hey, look.
I'm unavailable. Look,
if the mayor can cancel, we can cancel too. We have power to cancel. If need be.
All right, where are we going?
Elliot.
Right, Elliot, what's up?
I'm just checking in to see if you guys are going to the City Open today. It's a ridiculous lineup of matches. We got Taylor Fritz on a side court.
Wow.
It's Raducanu playing Osaka, Brian Shelton, Tiafo, and then Venus at night. You guys got to get
Ben
over there.
I love the lineup, but I will not be attending today. That sounds like a stacked lineup, obviously.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
When's Venus playing? Which I'm sorry.
She's the last match, so probably at like
7 o'clock,
8:30 or 9.
Oh, even later than that. Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna go. I don't like sitting out in the sun all day in 97 degrees. Sorry. Hope you have a good time.
Ayn was gonna take care of you.
Yeah, you guys were talking that you guys had the hookup.
I didn't hear that.
Maybe you weren't here.
We said if we want tickets, what do we do? He said just ask your friend Mark Ayn. Now, of course,
and he's gonna, where are the tickets gonna be?
Who knows?
I'm sure that'd be good.
I still have to be outside. I mean, I'm sitting in the sun all day.
Nah, but in the suites and stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
they have.
Know.
He talked about air conditioning.
I wasn't offered that.
Air conditioning, everything.
Very nice. Long air conditioning.
Well, I slept on that then. Sorry.
All right, but still, even when he says that, he's being incredibly generous and sweet, but we actually have to go through the effort of tracking him down. You know what I'm saying? Or his people down.
Yeah.
Send a couple text messages. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Let's go to Mark in Vienna. Mark, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. A longtime listener. I really miss the John Feinstein segment on Fridays. But, hey, real quick question for you guys on the Nationals and the Wizards.
Yeah.
You know, just think how bad those guys are, right? Those teams. I'm just curious to know, like, who would pay money to go see those guys play, both of them? They're like farm teams, you know, like double-A team and national. MLB.
To some extent, I get that with the Nats right now, to some extent.
Yeah.
But Wood is interesting, I think. I think you want to see Cruz. I think they have to be,
go see the Mackenzie Gore pitch. I think there are highlights.
I think the Wizards, man, I don't know. They got a young core that I am kind of interested to see, at least early on.
You're catching bullets fever. I like
it. Once they lose, like, 10 out of 13, I lose my interest.
Yeah.
But to see the young core, this Trey Johnson, I'm telling you, my elite talent eye, I mean, that's a good pick. He's going to be that's a real player right there.
Look, you can joke that they're almost like double-A franchises, but they're both professional franchises. They're down in the dumps. True. As we mentioned, the Nats have some star players, and with the Wizards, it's just a long rebuild. You have to buy into the plan that hopefully these young guys develop and turn it around.
You're looking for the Wizards to be good in like the 27-28 season.
Well, you pushed it that far back.
Yeah. I'm a realist. I realize that rebuilds take time, that they don't happen in a season or two.
But with the Nats, I totally agree with you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Yep.
I mean, the only reason you're going to see Nats games is to see whoever they're playing.
It's just being part of the experience.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the way I look at it. You're just going to the ballpark, such a professional game. Yeah.
Mark, thank you.
I mean, if they're playing the Padres, you're going to see Tatis and Machado.
I mean, I'll be honest. I'm going to go take some friends in August. We'll go back. I took my buddies from Long Island earlier in the season. I'm going to go back in August. But it's just because of the experience. You know what I mean? It's just because we get the nice seats.
Yeah, you get to sit right behind home plate.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do agree with the sentiment, and this is why I'm sort of anti-tank on all this stuff, is I cannot stand, it's hard for me to hang in there night after night for a losing team. Mm-hmm. For almost a decade, this is a true story. At my house, the Nats were on every day. It was always on. And we just don't do that anymore. You know what I mean? We don't have the it's not always on in the background. We're not always, hey, what's the score? What's
going on?
You're not
on your daily Nats grind. Yeah.
Now, I have friends who... they're more diehard than me.
Yeah.
And they're just local geeks, and they check, and they're still in it. And I go, how could you do that? I mean, we're like, we're 20 and 100.
They're diehards, like you are with the Commanders. Same level.
Yeah, I know. Let's go. Well,
did you see ESPN reported that DeBartolo was listening to Mackenzie Gore trade offers?
DeBartolo. When you say DeBartolo, I always think
Eddie DeBartolo now.
I think, yeah. But isn't it, is that how they're pronouncing it?
I don't know.
I thought it was DeBartolo.
I mean, call him DeBartolo. It's
easier
to say.
He should be listening to offers for anybody.
Now, look, maybe he's just doing that because that's what you do.
Right.
And if someone actually blows you away.
No, but the idea is this is the new trend.
Yeah.
That they just get rid of everybody. Word of the new Pirates.
And he kind of said that they weren't going to be doing that, that they wanted to keep their stars.
Yeah, but a GM has to listen to offers that come through.
Look. That maybe it's still a long shot that they would ever trade him, but he is listening. It's not like he's saying he's off the table.
Right. Nobody on the team.
Don't
that has
call
a
me about
wins,
Gore.
The only guy that should be off the table, James Wood. Everybody else, I'm willing to talk. I'd be willing to talk about anybody on the Nats roster.
I think Abrams should be off.
How could
the
there
table?
Be a bunch of sacred cows on the Nats roster when they're
just
so bad?
Just because they're the young guy, they're the best players.
Yeah.
You want to surround those guys, your best players, with other good players. You want to trade Abrams again for prospects and draft picks? No, I'm not doing that.
Look at Chep. I'm just watching. I see Chepe, the Elzolbe. Everyone's Chepe. All pissed off. Everyone's all pissed off.
Tell Chepe to come in here.
Come in, Chepe. Come in.
Bonita, come in here, please.
Somehow Chepe's not in the bathroom. He's in the studio with us.
Shouldn't you be pooping?
Look at Chepe.
I didn't eat tacos yesterday.
How do you guys feel?
Good morning.
Can you put both of these mics on? Is that possible? Can you guys lean into them? They're not as sensitive.
Or you can sit. There's a chair right there.
¿Cómo están?
Yeah.
Todo bien.
Muy bien, gracias.
¿Y usted?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
So you guys, really kind of got dressed up, right?
Yeah, we sure did.
Right?
Yeah, we got to look good, man. The videos.
This is our looking good, our dressing up.
You guys are looking nice. Yeah.
So what time is she? She's calling in. She's not coming in.
Yeah, they just told us that she's just dialing.
Are you still going to take the call?
We're debating.
Right?
Okay.
We're debating. What about you guys?
We're debating.
I don't want to be anybody's bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
We're debating.
But what do you think? Don't answer the phone, or would just push for her to come back maybe another day.
The thing is there's a newsworthy aspect to it that's very important, right? There's a lot going on. There's also a respect. There's a respect factor,
that
you got to have for your own professionalism. And when someone cancels on you last second because they know that you're so desperate for them. No, I'm not so desperate. I've been here 30 years, baby.
Ooh.
I'm not desperate for nothing.
Okay, I like it.
Wow.
So,
I like that.
You know.
But we are a sports show, and it's a sports topic, so we're leaning towards.
It's a topic we haven't talked about before.
We've never talked about RFK.
And I'm not interested in fighting. I just want to leave at 10 o'clock. I want to go right out the door. In fact, I am going right after.
Ten o'clock. I'm leaving at 9:54.
I gotta go.
Is she going to PGC? I think she was going to PGC.
I think they canceled.
Everybody.
She was supposed to make the rounds.
I think PGC said you're done.
No,
everyone's See, here's the thing. People got to understand this. It's very offensive to plan something, order the bagels. I put pants on today. I put shoes on today.
Radio insider.
Cakes put on oversized
shoes. Hey, I got my Gucci on, man.
I put on my best Capri pants.
Right. Right.
She's not going to see them on when she calls in.
Hey, Patricia took 2 hours to put makeup on.
Three.
Come on, man.
Can we get to a deal together, like everybody?
I don't know. We all do it together?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We need a united
front.
Say no
so she can come in person next time. So everybody
says
no, right?
Maybe she can come another day. In person.
What, you want to put CK on the phone? Call CK?
That could be.
CK's like,
I'll call right now.
We should put Candy on the phone, too.
Put CK on the phone. Here's the thing. I'm not interested in fighting anybody. I don't care.
At the end of the day, I don't care.
You want to talk to the mayor? Blah, 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 blah. Whatever.
Hey, boss just said, I support whatever you decide.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I like that.
There's a disrespect.
Right, it's here.
That's the thing. It's like when someone cancels on you and you promote. It's just that there's a disrespect there.
I will say this. If
I wouldn't do that the other way around.
Hey, give her the bring her up on air.
We
give her the gas face.
Oh, no.
Imagine if we cancel.
Yeah,
Ooh, boy.
Yeah,
in the hot box.
That wouldn't go well.
So, like, we don't do that. Like,
that will take my citizenship.
If Elzol and PGC both cancel
no
her,
bueno.
And we accept... That looks bad on us.
Hey, Patrick, he's right about that.
All right,
Everybody says no, but then we say yes.
Right. No, we have to all say no or all say yes.
United front.
Right. We We have to.
So PGC say no already.
All right, well, here's our vice president.
I don't know.
Our vice president of Odyssey Sports.
CK, what is your title, actually?
Vice president of sports.
Vice president of sports. That's an important title. Odyssey. How many stations?
And brand manager, 106.7 The Fan.
I honestly don't know. How many stations does Odyssey have?
In sports format?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know any of it.
I mean, we have 250 stations total, I think. We have over 30 in the sports format.
I mean, so Chris is a big deal.
He's running over 30 stations.
He's a big silly.
Big deal. All right, so Chris, you understand the situation. You understand the disrespect. You've been behind the glass with us. You've been in the trenches with us.
Yeah, I think you guys are overblowing the disrespect part a little bit. This is, you know, we don't know the reason. There could be a very legitimate reason for it. I'm guessing there probably is. And, you know, my focus obviously is on.
I lost you for a sec, Chris. Hold on. Did he drop?
Drop.
All right, we'll call him back.
That's our staff cutting the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
That's Roger. Roger's a saboteur.
Who's the sellout here? Who's the sellout?
Somebody find Roger immediately.
And you know something that I've always done on the radio is, if you doubt it, don't do it. Or if that's, I always follow my sixth sense. And my sixth sense is like, this doesn't look well. If one says yes and two say no.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I have Susana that she works directly with the major. And she said, good morning. Something came up with the major. Mm-hmm. And she won't be able to do the interview in person. Can she dial in? Mm-hmm. That's what they say.
I mean, it could be valid.
I don't think she bailed because she was lazy, didn't feel like taking the car service here. You know, I agree.
I'm sure something came up. That job is a nightmare.
Yeah.
I understand. But there's just that thin-skinned defensive part that we have.
No, you're looking forward to it. That's all. You're looking forward to it. And then when it's a letdown like this.
Okay.
It's that we teased it because we have guests cancel all the time. We have guests cancel all the time. A lot of times if we'll have four guests lined up, we'll joke amongst ourselves, how many do you think are going to post?
Right.
Happens all the time.
Right.
But generally we don't promote them a day in advance.
Right.
Yeah. Well, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Chris?
Chris, you there?
Did I punch him up?
I don't know what happened there. Yeah, I would just say, like, this is the biggest sports story in D.C. probably right now, right? And so we probably should have her on either way, especially if she's getting ready to announce, like, there's a done deal to bring the Commanders back to D.C. to RFK.
Are you going to tell? Are you going to tell Elzol and PGC they have to have her?
No.
Oh, okay.
But are you under the impression that she's ready to make an announcement of some sort?
It seems like it to me.
Uh-huh.
Now, I would also say, like, did something change? Is that why she canceled?
That's what my thought was.
And that's what I would want to ask her.
Yeah, but she's not canceling. She's just not showing up in person. Like, she's still going to take the questions.
Right. But, like, was there supposed to be some big victory tour this morning and now there's not? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But we have to ask her that. That's, we got to get her on the air to ask her, you know?
All right, Drab, what do you want to say?
So, I didn't know if this was off the record or not, but she did say Mendelsohn has news this morning, .. That's what the mayor's PR said.
Well, don't they think we've already? I mean, haven't we? I mean, aren't they?
There might be new news.
More news?
Aren't they alluding to what we already
know?
Probably
new news.
New news.
New news.
And she says there's still a small chance that she comes.
What?
They're trying to do the victory prayer, but they got to dot the I's and cross the T's. That's what's happening.
There's zero chance she's still coming.
What a nightmare.
That is a grasp.
Can we just at least order the bagels? I got to at least get breakfast out of this.
Can we get some, please?
All right,
Patricia, do you want a bagel? You want a bagel?
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please help us out.
All right, so Chris,
are we going to take
the call? Chris,
we'll take her. We're going to take her.
I don't want to. I'm a team guy, but I'm not interested in fighting. If Chris wants us to interview her, interview her.
Okay. But hey, Chris.
You guys, it's an opportunity to find out more about what's going to be at the stadium site and what the plans are and what it's going to look like and all those things. You know, we're also located in the Washington, D.C. market. Like, we're in the district. We're not in Fairfax anymore. And it's important. Like, it's a great opportunity to have that relationship with the mayor. That's important.
All right, well, Chris, as long as you let me go home real quick and get my sweatpants on and then come back. And then I'll come back.
Well,
to do
I never
the
want you to be put out, Jason. I know it's such a big deal.
Yes, exactly.
He's got his golf pants on today.
So we're all taking the call.
We'll take the call. I think it's up to everybody.
Yeah. If you guys you decide what you want to do.
All right.
We'll do what you guys do.
When do you have to be back in your studio?
Right,
I'm a little fascinated.
Thank you, Chris.
You have like six songs going right now?
Yeah, they're fine. They're good.
We're probably on commercials.
Bob knows we're here, so she's listening.
Yeah.
Hey, Candy, what up?
All right, guys.
Are those fancy shoes? I like them.
Yeah, you like them? Salvatore, man.
Oh, see? You got nice shoes.
Look at that.
All right, any shoes like that.
See you guys in a little bit.
All right. God bless you guys.
Patricia and Chepe.
Gracias, Bonito.
Ciao, mi amor.
All right, so as far as I know, the mayor of D.C. will still join us. Scheduled for 9 a.m., won't be in studio, will be on the phone.
Small chance in studio.
Yeah.
She's down the street.
I'm so sure that she's going to just pop in. All right, we're the Junks. We'll be right back.